Good morning, Steve.
This is a great story, and I want to get you to tell how this blanket came into your possession right off the top. The Canadians are there, and I guess we have to establish the Germans had tremendous defenses in Italy, and there was thrust and counter-thrust. This was a tough, tough battle.
It was the land of Italy there that was so well-established for defensive positions.
And was absolutely critical. Churchill was the main backer of the notion that you have to attack the German axis from the south. You got to come at him from their underbelly.
Yeah, he was the instigator, apparently.
So there you were, you and your fellow Canadians. What was taking place at the time that you were tossed this blanket?
Well, we had been over on the Adriatic right up from Sicily, and things got a little rough on the Americans over by the Anzio there, and they just weren't making the headway, and we're going to get pushed back in. Lady Luck must have been on my side, or somebody up there has been my guiding light, Steve. All in connection with an American blanket tossed at me. In late May of 1944, at the battle finally won at the Anzio beachhead south of Rome in Italy. Factually, I have to thank a young lady working for Cliff Chatterton of the War Amputations of Canada, Steve. Bernazzetto. Via the internet, she tracked down one Marion Chard from Alger, Michigan, whose late father served with the 540 American Combat Engineers at Anzio.
Now, Ken, I want to ask you this question just before we bring Marion on. This had for the last several years bothered you. You knew you had this blanket that had one at one time had been used, along with many other U.S. Army blankets, to cover the bodies of soldiers who had been killed at the front, and they were going past the Canadian group that you were a part of, and they tossed these blankets and they said, "Here, you guys need this blanket more than these fellas do." Is that how it happened?
Yeah, sort of. We Canucks joined in to prevent the German troops from encircling the Americans and the British troops at the Anzio beachhead. My platoon of about 30, we took up a position along a railway embankment that was leading into Anzio just prior to dawn. And at first daylight, a handcar with two Americans came along, and taking no chances, my Bren gun made them stop in front of me.
Yeah.
And the first thing I know, a boot with the lower part of a leg was sticking out of it on the handcar. And a blanket was covering a body, at least I could pretty well establish that, just my first observation.
Yep.
Without hesitating, the American grabbed the blanket and tossed it to me with the words, "Sergeant, you look like you need this more than he does," and then they took off on me.
Yeah.
It was last December when I asked you to have the American Embassy contact me to get instructions as to how I might get in touch with an Anzio veteran, so I could turn the blanket over to him, so it would be back on American soil and in the hands of a deserving Anzio veteran.
You wanted this American U.S. Army blanket that had been handed to you as a Canadian sergeant because you could use it more at the time. You wanted it to go to a family, an American family, as a memento of either their father's service in the war or somebody else who had served in the war and perhaps had been lost at Anzio.
Well, as I mentioned to Verna Zadow there at Cliff Chatterton's office, initially she had gotten in touch with somebody down in Orleans, I think it was, who were glad to have it, but it was only a museum type of thing where I felt that blanket would go down there and just sit in a pile somewhere.
Yep.
And I got back to her and I said, maybe you can track somebody down through your Legion connections there and hopefully latch on to somebody that may have had something to do with the Anzio beachhead. At least it would be in the hands of somebody that could really appreciate, and perhaps even one of his own buddies.
Well, they found Marion Chard in Alger, Michigan.
Yeah.
And Marion joins us now on CFRA here in Ottawa. Good morning, Marion.
Good morning, Steve, and good morning, Ken. A pleasure to be here.
Good morning, Marion.
You lost your dad at Anzio.
Well, not at Anzio. What happened, I lost my dad when I was 12, but my dad was a soldier at Anzio.
Okay.
And he had been there for the entire duration for almost 4.5 months. And he was with the 540th Combat Engineers.
And so how did somebody contact you and say, we've got a blanket, a Canadian wants to get to you?
Well, it was a real interesting story. I checked my email one morning, and there was a nice letter from a lady named Verna. And I read it a couple times, and I went back, and I thought, what is she trying to say? So I wrote back to her, and I said, oh, I take it you're in contact with this veteran? And she said, yes. And I said, well, how can I help you? And she explained that he was trying to reunite the blanket, hopefully, with the soldier or the soldier's family. And I said, well, my dear, that's going to be quite a chore because we don't even know what the unit was or, you know, what the gentleman's name was. And I said, so that's going to be quite a feat. And I said, however, I'd be happy to assist you and maybe get the blanket into the hands of, you know, one of the guys who fought at Anzio. And then I explained my father's story, and she wrote back, and she said, well, I called Ken, and Ken would like you to have it since your dad fought at Anzio, and you're very active with all the veterans. And I said, I don't know what to say. I mean, it was such an honor. I'm thrilled.
So you have the blanket?
I certainly do. It's sitting in my office in a proud spot, and my gosh, it has so much history behind it.
Well, it was carefully taken care of by Ken, right, Ken? All these years, you've cherished that blanket.
I've been an old deer hunter and a duck hunter, and that blanket always came with me for some oddball reason. Namely, I suppose, to keep warm. In any event, it was just last fall, really, Steve, that I was sort of attempting to pack up and get rid of stuff hanging around that I no longer need or want. And that was when, you remember perhaps, I called you.
Well, I remember well.
To try to track down somebody at the American Embassy that might lead my nose in the right direction.
And we got in touch with the fellows from the Devil's Brigade.
Oh.
You know, the joint U.S.-Canadian operation, and they said, well, we'll try and find somebody, but the War Museum beat them to it. So that's great. I think it's terrific.
Well, I'm rather hoping, Marion, that you can follow up with the American military down there, and hopefully, and no doubt they do have a record of every soldier that joined up in World War II, just like we had a DVA there down the old Daly Building. And if I had any inkling of who the guy was that anybody was inquiring about, I could go down to the Central Registry and pick up the file and get all the history on that guy and...
That sure would be wonderful.
Well, Marion, you can tell Ken's a guy who gets things done, right?
Oh, he's a go-getter.
Well, listen, both of you, thanks so much for joining us, and we're happy that U.S. Army blanket handed to a Canadian soldier at Anzio is now back on American soil.
Well, Steve, your assistant Tom there made my day yesterday when he called. And then when I got a little concerned about whether the blanket got to Marion or not, he said, I'll phone her now, and as it was, Marion, Verna Zadow had given me her telephone number down there, and actually I had written her prior to sending the blanket down, and we had about an hour conversation. Marion, that long-distance call you made to me must have cost you a pretty penny down there.
Honey, it was worth every penny.
Okay, guys, thanks a lot for joining us, and we're very happy for both of you.
Thank you for the opportunity. God bless.
All the best.